Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borwell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motor chala de do mein. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people. Stand in.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg, and thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I am incredibly grateful for you tuning in and listening each day. This portion of our program is brought to you by PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com. You can contact them at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. And, you know, everybody uses their cell phone. They are the only Christian conservative cell phone company. They have national coverage, and they provide you with excellent customer service. PatriotMobile.com. Use the code CHOSEN for a free activation. PatriotMobile.com/CHOSEN, or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Also, please don't forget your health. I am seeing social media is exploding right now with people coming down with flus and colds and quote unquote, a new strain of COVID. I want to introduce you to something. We'll talk more about it on Friday, but listen, this stuff here, right here, it's called Immuno 7. You can get it at cgrwellness.com, cgrwellness.com. If you're not already taking the Chosen Gen Immune Pack, which includes Vibe, vitamin D3, zinc, and a probiotic, if you're not already taking that, you're vulnerable. And I'm telling you, look, my son had this nasty old cough going on. Last night, I gave him one shot of Vibe and one treatment of this. This morning he wakes up, guess what? No cough. It's gone. It's gone. I had some issues going on a few weeks ago. I took this in the middle of the show. I had just gotten it in. And I took it. And by the end of the program, all better. This stuff really does work. That's what I'm telling you. I'm giving you a personal testimony of what happened for me, what I watched happen for my son Samuel, who my first guest actually happens to know because we had dinner together in Chicago. Yeah. All right. So there you go. Great program lined up for you today. Is there nothing sacred in America? Reverend Clenard Childress joins me at the bottom of hour number three to discuss that. Media has created our world. Michael Morris, MRC and Newsbusters, joins me to talk about that. We'll get an update about Maricopa County. Michelle Swinnick is back with us today. We gave her a break yesterday, but she's back with us. She was an election judge in Maricopa County. If you watch that, and by the way, I want to thank those of you on Clout Hub. We have about 45,000 people that watched our video on Clout Hub. And I want to thank each and every one of you. We're running about 50,000 per day here on, TECN TV. And we're running about 45,000 a day on Clout Hub. So that's about 100,000 people that are watching our program each and every day. And I want to thank each and every one of you. And can I just ask you one favor? Number one, share the program with your friends. Keep sharing, keep sharing, keep sharing. We've got to grow the message. We talked about here on Chosen Generation Radio, and I've got a post of it. I talked about it yesterday from June, talking about the Wuhan virus. We went through the chronology of that. We exposed for you the fact that 7.6 million cell phones went dark in Wuhan. They were running their crematoriums 24/7. They had to open up new crematoriums because of the number of bodies they were burning in Wuhan in order to destroy all of the evidence. That's a fact. That's a fact. They released a biological weapon on their own people, and they released a biological weapon on the world. And we exposed the entire thing here on this program in February of 2020. 2 years ago. Over 2 years ago. Coming on 3 years ago. Before anybody else had it, we talked about it and we exposed it. And with Nan Su from Epic Times, we had people on the ground. I had a person from Wuhan who had to protect her identity because her husband was still in Wuhan. And we gave you the information. If you follow this program, you will know what's going on. Probably in some instances years before the media will ever tell you, even alternative media. Please buy me a cup of coffee. Would you? Just a cup of coffee. All right. Anyway, so I thank you. We put up the Maricopa County. We put up all the testimony that was on display in Maricopa, all of the election poll people that came up and testified about all of the ballots and all of the issues that were going on that they were eyewitnesses to. On air, I called the sheriff of Maricopa County. He didn't answer, but I left him a message and I said, Sheriff Paul, your deputies are witnessing testimony to criminal acts that took place. The election board is about to certify, which will be collusion of a criminal act by that board. They are in the room. They have eyewitness testimony standing in front of them, giving them testimony. All of the necessary evidence, a crime has been committed, and your deputies are standing there watching the witnesses to the crime and then watching the criminals carry out a further criminal act. By your oath, you have a responsibility to instruct your deputies to carry out arrests. Period. And if you don't, then you've abdicated your oath and you've abdicated your office. And the people of Maricopa County no longer have a sheriff and no longer have law. They live in a lawless county. He didn't act. And unfortunately, that's exactly where it is. And so I said at the end of the program yesterday, we're at war. Be prepared. I'm not suggesting that we take an offensive action. I am telling you, though, that criminals are going to further believe that there are no consequences for breaking the law. And you, as law-abiding citizens, will be their target. So on the ground, you need to protect yourself and be prepared because criminals are going to be coming after you. In your homes, in your businesses, walking down the street. America's not a safe place anymore. It's a lawless country. It's unfortunate, but it's a fact. And then on your knees, because this is a battle between good and evil, and it's going to have to be fought in the realm of the spirit and defended in the realm of the natural. All right, we're going to get into this. Sitting patiently by is my very dear friend, live from Chicago area, from an undisclosed bunker, sitting next to George Washington. My good friend David Shostokas. David, welcome. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's great to be here. I did watch one piece of testimony at Maricopa County. It was my good friend Ben Berkwam from Real America's Voice. Yep. Ben was extraordinarily powerful in the things that he had to say related to the where he normally covers issues going on at the border. He was involved in the coverage of all the election shenanigans out in Maricopa. I had an opportunity to watch that. But you know what? There's stuff going all over you. I actually have a trial this morning regarding a father who was arrested at a school board meeting because while he was at the school board meeting, they passed a resolution that he had to put on that they had to wear masks. He has PTSD. Is unable to wear a mask and has a medical exemption for something. When he didn't put on the mask, they arrested him. So this is there's these petty tyrants all over the country, and we have to continue to stand up to them and fight these battles. This matter was in August of 21 and is scheduled for trial today. So these are things that are going on everywhere that you have to keep an eye on. I've got my shirt says Atlanta.
Yeah.
I picked that up in December of 2020 while I was working on the Georgia runoff elections. And now we're in the midst of another Georgia runoff election. Yeah. I was recruited to go out and do some work in the current Georgia runoff election, but I have things going on here now that like the trial we have scheduled today and like new elections coming up in the Chicago area where I'm a hearing officer on petitions. So everybody has to be involved in all this stuff, or not all of it. You have to pick and choose where you can make the impact
sure.
that is, but don't let anything go. Don't let Don't let an arrest at a school board meeting go. If you're there and you have the opportunity and you're a witness, step forward. It's like what you're talking about regarding the sheriffs and their observations and their failures to act. Is it any different than if they had been driving down the street and somebody shot somebody and they said, "Oh, okay, we're not going to pay any attention to that." It's not any different when yep. they're actually witnesses themselves to a crime. And then they do not take action. So this is what the things that you're pointing out are very, very important, and we have to continue to fight all these battles where we can with the abilities. I'll show you one other thing. Yes. I got about this sweatshirt. I got it in Georgia during the course of this was the height of COVID, late 20, early 21, and this sweatshirt had a built-in mask. The built-in mask. So I didn't have, anytime I wanted to when I was traveling around and you went to someplace.
You just pull that up.
Mask, just whip now, this up and tied it down. And so I would, it was amazing. It was a built-in mask.
Now David.
This is a, yeah. What's that?
Well, I was going to say, but now we're going to get into a break real quick. But now before 2020, before masks were mandated, if you had bought a shirt like that and walked into a bank and slipped that up, the security would have tackled you and put you under arrest. But now you can right?
Actually, the law is still on the books here in Illinois that prohibits you from being masked and being in a bank lobby.
Except that you can't, except that under the COVID, you had to be masked and be in that lobby. Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, back with more coming up right after this break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is David Shostokas, our constitutional originalist. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection under the laws. But when the right to vote at any election for the choice of electors for president, vice president of the United States, representatives in Congress, the executive and judicial officers of a state, or the members of the legislature thereof is denied to any of the male inhabitants of such state, being 21 years of age and citizens of the United States, or in any way abridged, except for participation in rebellion or other crime, the basis of representation therein shall be reduced in the proportion which the number of such male citizens shall bear to the whole number of male citizens 21 years of age in such state. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. My question, are the U.S. citizens of Arizona entitled to the right to vote under the laws of equal protection of their rights in the 14th Amendment? And if they were denied the right to vote by the certification of the vote without their vote being counted, do they not have a course of action? And if they are denied, then the state of Arizona must decrease its representation concurrent with the number of voters disenfranchised in this election. Thus, all other citizens have a right to file that lawsuit against the state of Arizona and the United States if that constitutional provision is not enforced. Your thoughts, David?
It seems to be fairly clear. I would say, obviously, this is a Reconstruction Amendment, 13, 14, and 15, where they got rid of slavery, and then they extended with the 13th Amendment, then they extended that rights of citizenship against the states, extended the Bill of Rights against the states, which formerly was against only the federal government. Of course, if you read the First Amendment, it starts, Congress shall make no law. So the first 10 amendments had only originally applied to the federal government, not the state government, when the portion of the 14th Amendment that you read indicated that no state shall. And so it now then extended the privileges and immunities of citizenship to protection against state action, and ultimately then the 15th Amendment was passed to protect the right to vote for, at that time, the newly freed slaves and the former slaves. However, and one of the things that was going on was that they were doing things like poll taxes and literacy tests and
right.
A lot of to try and see to it that the newly freed black men did not vote. And so the 15th Amendment, the portion that you read, was originally to address that issue. However, it is quite clear that if, in fact, a state does prevent citizens of its of the state from exercising its franchise, it is it can be penalized to the extent that the citizens have been disenfranchised. It can be penalized by taking away it portions of its representations in Congress. The interesting question you pose after all of that is, do citizens outside Arizona have a cause of action against Arizona to for reducing the representation in Arizona? And obviously the result of that would be to increase representation elsewhere. There's a good strong argument that they do, depending upon, of course, we've heard these horror stories of Arizona where they were shutting down polling places. There weren't enough machines. They were, people were, 500-600 people were still in line when they closed the doors. And, these are obviously overt acts depriving people of their right to vote. To the extent that they can, put some sort of number on that and, indicate that that number rises to the, rises to a number that would reduce the number of representatives that Arizona has in Congress, I would suggest that, citizens in an outside and another state. I don't know. We've got 17 representatives in Illinois. And those are rounding errors, that the difference between 17 and 18, you know. And so, if the census were to be in a situation in Illinois that said the rounding error was, I don't know. If they'd been 50,000 more people in Illinois, then we'd have 18 representatives instead of 17.
Mm-hmm.
The citizens of Illinois may very well have a case against the state of Arizona and say, no, you've got to take away one from Arizona and give one to Illinois. It's an interesting problem that you pose, raising some interesting questions.
Well,
Go ahead.
We're going to get ready to go into a break is the only reason I'm taking things back for a minute, and then we'll come back and talk about a little bit more, because you had some things you were sharing with me in our break just a moment ago that I think are significant to bring forward. And then I also want to talk about the issue, that relates to, who gets to practice religious freedom? And the question at hand is that most pastors, 80% of pastors work outside of the church in a job. Many of them own businesses. Under the Respect for Marriage Act that's about to pass, they will have to violate their oaths in order to maintain those businesses. Should they have to do that? Back after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Aldershot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Aldershot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Aldershot also contains exotic herbal. Aldershot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an AlterShot. Thanks to AlterShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. David Shostokas is my guest. Shostokas.com is the website. And you can pick up, he's got a couple of wonderful books. One, The Constitutional Soundbites, that's the original book. And then also a book on how the Declaration of Independence came to be. Creating the Declaration of Independence. So Constitutional Soundbites, that'll break down for you these issues that we've been talking about. And again, David is a constitutional originalist, meaning that the interpretations that the founders intended for the Constitution is the viewpoint which Mr. Shostokas takes. It's the viewpoint that I believe we all should be taking, including our Supreme Court. Unfortunately, the court is split between it's actually split in thirds, but that's probably a discussion for another day.
Yeah, that is a separate discussion. Yeah. I just mentioned, constitutional soundbites, give the Constitution for Christmas, creating the Declaration of Independence, give the Declaration of Independence for Christmas. They don't give this information in schools. You should know it and you should talk about it with your kids. And for our Spanish speaking friends, Capsulas Informativas Constitucionales is the one with George on the cover. And if you want to learn Spanish, because you could put Capsulas Informativas side by side with Constitutional Soundbites, and you can put them side by side and treat Spanish as a second language for you, or English as a second language for our Spanish speakers. Wonderful Christmas gifts, and I hope people will take advantage of that. We'll go back to your we'll go back to your folks.
Sure. So the question that I'm asking has to do with, the constitutional right. Let's begin with, is there, you've talked about the history and why those amendments were put in place and what have you. Does that negate their application to citizens of a state and the right of those citizens to vote? Do we not have a right to vote?
No, of course we have a right to vote. The history is important to understand what the purpose is.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that the plain language of the amendment is not applicable to current matters. That's been figured out over time that, of course, the Fourth Amendment applies to cell phones. You know, you had the Fourth Amendment that was passed and adapted during a time when something like a cell phone was just it may not have even been a dream.
Or a personal computer or something along that line, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or having somebody tap the string that's going between a couple of cans.
Sure.
Because this is in the 1790s. But it nevertheless is still applicable today. And so consequently, the plain language of the 15th Amendment says that if in fact a state deprives their citizens of the right to vote, the penalty for that is in fact to lose representation in Congress. And the enforcement procedures of that have never been tested in law, but that doesn't make any difference. Yes, citizens have the right to vote and they have the right to enforce the Constitution. And so there's something reasonable that can grow out of that, and I suspect that's a very interesting thing. Of course, we have other issues as we're off the air are talking about other problems in Arizona that they're conducting things illegally.
And let's talk about that in a second. But I want to stay on this for just another second, because the other side to this is the oaths of a sheriff. The oaths of office are to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to enforce the written law of the Constitution of the United States of America. Therefore, a sheriff is a constitutional officer. More so than a state officer, he is a constitutional officer, and that is his number one responsibility, is the enforcement of the Constitution. So if a sheriff bears witness to someone violating the Constitution, that's a criminal act. And it is the sheriff by oath's responsibility to take action against the individual, either to defend the right of the individual being wronged or to stop the individual that is violating those rights from doing so.
Absolutely. Article 6 of the Constitution imposes this oath and imposes this duty. It's not the Constitution of Arizona or of Illinois or of any other state. It's no statute. It's Article 6 of the Constitution imposes that constitutional oath, not just on the sheriff, but on every other office holder across the spectrum. I've taken such an oath 8 times as a state's attorney, as a member of the judicial branch of government. And so we have the obligation to affirmatively enforce. It's not a situation where you have an obligation to do so. If something comes to you and you don't pass it up, no, you have an affirmative obligation to conduct yourself in that fashion.
And I imagine that the individual sitting on the Board of Elections in Arizona took that same oath in order to sit on that board, would be my assumption. So therefore, even they took an oath. They violated their oath in my view, as I watched the witnesses come forward, they have violated that oath. And now the sheriff, having not arrested them for them having violated the oath, has also violated his oath.
It's a big circle, once you start turning a blind eye to some lawlessness, it continues to be lawlessness, and lawlessness grows. But nobody takes it. We could do a whole show on oaths, Greg.
Well, agreed. All right. So now I just, folks, I want you need to be thinking about these things. We need to be taking, I guess the question then becomes, what action do you take? My recommendation at this point is citizen grand juries. I think the only way that then that you enforce the law is to convene citizen grand juries. My friend Larry Klayman is doing a lot of those. You can reach out to him at freedomwatch.us, freedomwatch.us or .usa, and get a hold of Larry. His phone number is there. You can make contact with him and tell him, hey, we need to convene a citizen's grand jury here in Arizona, here in Maricopa County. We need to put together a citizen's grand jury. Tell us how to do that. Because then you take these evidences in and you begin the process of formally holding your jury duties. And if you determine that the law has been violated, then you create indictments and you act upon those indictments. And that is a legal course of action. You're in regards to Arizona, there's another issue, and that is that the Secretary of State, Hobbs, who by conflict of interest is running for governor, but also running the election, is not using the Attorney General of the state of Arizona to file the suit against the county that has decided that there's too many irregularities for them to certify the election. Good for them. But they've hired she's hired an outside activist agency that is being paid by Arizona taxpayer money.
That's exactly correct. And Hobbs tweeted a copy of the lawsuit that she filed against Cochise County. Cochise County supervisors are hesitating to certify the election, and she's saying that they have a duty to certify the election by a certain date, which is utter insanity. But in the caption of this lawsuit that Hobbs filed requiring asking for certification, it says that Secretary of State Hobbs did it in her official capacity. She didn't file it as a private citizen, but in her official capacity as Secretary of State. Well, pursuant to the Constitution of Arizona, in her official capacity, the lawyer for the Secretary of State is the Attorney General of the state of Arizona. It is not Stand United, which is an activist lobbying organization, nor this other Copeland, Bushnell, I believe, outside private law firm that she has filed that are the lawyers for her in this lawsuit. If I were there, I would certainly seek to disqualify those lawyers. If I were the attorney for Cochise County, I would be seeking to disqualify those lawyers as not authorized to represent the secretary in these questions.
Yeah.
Because the Constitution provides that the Arizona Attorney General, in which case the Attorney General, evidently I would suspect, the Attorney General of the state of Illinois, or the state of Arizona, is in disagreement with Hobbs as to the duties of the Cochise County.
Well,
representative, yeah. It's not her.
Well, and as I understand it, there's another county out there that was hesitant. I forget, it's another smaller county that was hesitant. And the chairman has come out and said publicly now that he was threatened by Hobbs and the Secretary of State with arrest and imprisonment if they didn't certify. Now, I believe that the Attorney General of the state of Arizona should have a say in whether or not these individuals can be arrested. Number one.
Absolutely. That is not the authority of the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
That's the authority of the Attorney General.
And so number two, I would recommend to these counties, I'm just telling you that this, you can take it for whatever you want. Those officials and the law enforcement in those areas, you need to deputize individuals and you need to arm them and you need to be prepared to repel anyone coming into your county attempting to enforce these unlawful acts. I'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, David Shostokas, Shostokas.com, our constitutional originalist attorney. So, there's so much to discuss relative to these issues, David. There really is. So we were talking about, you know, the actions of the Secretary of State there in Arizona, who has sidestepped the Attorney General of the state of Arizona and hired this radical. And you mentioned Bushnell, I think, was the law firm.
Copeland Bushnell, I believe, is the it's on the caption. She did. Okay. She tweeted the cover of the lawsuit, and it indicated who her lawyers were. And I looked at that. I go, why it's not the Attorney General? Particularly when it said in her official capacity.
Right. Well, and Copeland Bushnell, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in all of this, Copeland Bushnell is somehow involved, with some stuff. Let me just leave it at that.
But the fact is that's actually an illegal act as well, because the Constitution of Arizona indicates that other constitutional officers, their lawyer is the Attorney General for the state of Arizona. Their lawyer is the person who was elected by the people of Arizona, not chosen by the Secretary of State. And so, this is a problem. It's a huge problem.
Greg. Sure. So let me ask this. The threats that have been made against members of these election boards who were told that if they did not certify, they would be arrested and charged with felony acts. Can you talk about that for a second?
Well, certainly I saw that guy. He actually said that during the course of casting his vote to certify, which is, you couldn't get more public about that. I feel sorry that he didn't consult his own counsel at the time, because the Secretary of State does not have authority to arrest people. The Secretary of State may have some sort of small police force involved with motor vehicle matters and things like that. But in any event, to vote or no vote on something is, in fact, the elected authority of that individual who is on the Board of Supervisors in the county, whose name escapes me at the moment. So the threat was toothless, but clearly they scared the heck out of this guy. And I feel so bad for him. It's a horrible, horrible situation. But the county sheriff in the county has the authority to tell these people, leave our people alone. That kind of battle.
So here's the deal. I'm reading this is, and Gateway Pundit, by the way, has done a phenomenal job of covering this. Michelle Swinnick, and I have been talking about this. They've done just an incredible job, but Arizona County's threatened with class 6 felony charges if they won't certify the rigged election. So this is the deal. Arizona Secretary of State Carrie Hobbs sues Cochise County for failing to certify results. Hobbs alleges the county and supervisor violating Arizona law. It was revealed
that's
yesterday.
That's the lawsuit I was talking about, and that's the one where she's actually violating the law by using outside counsel.
Okay. Well, it was revealed yesterday that Yavapai County Supervisor, that Arizona County officials were threatened with a class 6 felony if they refused to certify. They informed the entire Yavapai Board of Supervisors, with one Democrat exception, the election, they said, we believe the election has serious errors. And they were told by this Secretary of State that if you don't certify, that we will charge you all with these class 6 felonies, and we will have you arrested.
It goes well beyond common sense. These individuals are given the authority to certify or not certify based on the position of their office, and for them to execute their office, they can. In which case, why is there even a certification process? If it's mandatory that they certify, it's insanity, Greg. The insanity continues. And that is probably why she could not get Brnovich to participate in such a suit, because Brnovich is going, this is insane. And so the attorney general is not the lawyer, and the Cochise County and other people, as we said before, should in fact get their counsel to disqualify these lawyers that Hobbs has hired, who have no authority to act on behalf of the Secretary of State's office.
Well, and then somebody should turn around and arrest Hobbs, quite frankly. She is violating her oath of office as Secretary of State by illegally, by submitting. Isn't it a crime to submit an illegal lawsuit in such a manner? As her official capacity?
That's a little problematic.
Or is it negligence?
Anybody can sue anybody for anything, but where it might be criminal is for her to be actually paying these lawyers for doing work that they're unauthorized to do. So I suspect that there's probably some Arizona law that prohibits an officer from expending public funds in a manner that is not authorized.
So what we need to do then is we need to contact the state of Arizona's AG, right? The Attorney General for the state of Arizona, and we need to ask him to take action against the Secretary of State for potentially illegal use of Arizona taxpayer funds.
Yeah, illegal use of public funds. And I might argue that they call them in Arizona county attorney. Attorneys, they used to be, they're district attorneys elsewhere,
right.
They're state attorneys here. There's a fair probability that there might be jurisdiction for the county attorney of Cochise County.
Sure.
Because the illegal use of public funds took place in Cochise County.
Alright.
So there's
do you have any time to hang with me for one more segment?
Yeah, then I gotta change clothes and go.
I understand. All right. Cause I want to get the pastor thing in, but I gotta take a break at the top of the hour. We're gonna take a break. Then we're gonna come back one segment. We're gonna talk about pastors and the quandary that they are gonna be put in by the Respect for Marriage Act outside of their time in the pulpit. And we'll talk about that coming up right after this brief break. This is really significant, folks. Back with more right after this. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.